It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Ooh, ooh, child. Good afternoon to you. This is Speak Out 2.0, Larry Tuneforce, live from the Laughlin Mall on 106.3 KNTR, and the show Speak Out 2.0, I'll get it right yet, my first day, you'd think, is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And as I mentioned in the intro, if you have any questions during the show, you can call 702-298-1063. Our first guest for the first hour, first half hour, is Rocky Vercera.
Vercera.
And Rocky is the general manager of Dot Foods in Bullhead City.
Correct.
Wow. How many employees there?
So we have 215 employees now.
Wow. You know them all by name?
Know most of them by name, yes. A couple new ones came in last few weeks, but yes, I'm pretty much on a first name basis with all of them.
Wow. And even the drivers?
Absolutely.
Wow. And now how many of them are drivers? Because I see a truck in this town rolling every day.
Yeah, well, so we have 75 drivers right now.
Wow.
And we also get drivers in from other locations that come in and out of the location, too.
Okay. So they come in and drop off, and then they pick up and leave?
Correct.
Or will they stay in the night here?
It depends. If they're on their break, they may stay the night and head out the next day.
Okay.
So
every truck is a sleeper, right?
It is.
Wow.
Yep, we have drivers coming in from our Idaho, California, and Illinois, and sometimes Oklahoma facilities.
Oklahoma?
Correct. Yep, Ardmore, Oklahoma.
That's a two-day drive.
Yeah. But they'll deliver in Phoenix, for instance, then come up here and turn. So, but mostly California, Idaho, and Illinois.
All right. Yep. And you have a plant in Phoenix?
We do not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Phoenix is our delivery area out of this location.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, a lot of people look at that big building, and then they don't realize that you don't pay sales tax because you don't sell anything out of there.
Right. So our customers are other suppliers.
Right.
That then go to the end user. So Sysco, everybody knows Sysco Food Service and
right.
U.S. Food Service. Those are our first and second largest customers, not competitors.
Okay. So you buy a truckload of beans, and then you take the beans and divide them down into smaller quantities for Sysco and so
That's
on
right.
and so forth.
Yeah, we buy in truckload and ship out in less than truckload quantities.
Okay.
So, for instance, let's just stay on Sysco, for instance. If they have a fast mover, then they source that product directly from the manufacturer.
Okay.
They don't need Dot Foods.
Right.
So where we come into play, where our value is, we will buy and redistribute to them their slower moving items. So now they don't want to buy a whole truckload of inventory for their slower moving items and then have to warehouse that product
right.
for long periods of time. They can order it from Dot Foods in a case or two as they need it. So our trucks that go out of here are full of many, many, many different types of items that we supply to the customer.
When a truck leaves, is he headed to one customer or is he headed to three, four, five?
It depends. We have single customer loads. We have two, three, four different customers on a load. It just depends on the makeup of that load. And we also have dry, refrige, and frozen product all on one truck as well.
Wow. Holy cow. So now, if I was to open a liquor store in Phoenix and I wanted to sell, Oscar Mayer products. Mm-hmm. Do I call you?
No. You would call the Cisco or the U.S. Food or the Shamrock or the Nicholas. You would call them, and we would not be able to sell directly to the end user.
Okay.
It's only to the distributor. That's why we are in redistribution.
Right. So you're like step two of the process. Comes from the manufacturer to you. You break it down to Cisco, and then Cisco delivers it to the Circle K's
exactly.
and the Walmarts and everybody else.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Wow. But what a logistical business. I mean, everyone's going to be a type A personality there.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Really?
Yeah, we'd kill each other if that was the case. Yeah, it's
like
a very...
Our Kiwanis Club. Most yeah. everybody in there is type A.
Yeah, it's a very complex business. And yeah. really where DOT has grown over the years is we've taken on challenges that nobody else wants to take on, and we've been able to solve those problems and grow because of it.
Okay.
So all of our business is complex. It's not an easy business.
And how many plants this size are there?
So there's 11 total DOT Foods locations. There's one headquarter. We call that a hub.
Okay.
And then we're the spokes. So it's a hub and spoke operation. So there's 10 spokes to the one hub in Mount Sterling, Illinois.
All right. So, and DOT started with a family.
1960, Robert and Dorothy Tracy started DOT.
And DOT is Dorothy.
That's correct.
Yeah.
DOT is short for Dorothy. It's not an acronym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so DOT Food, and they started off with just a little shop?
RT, so Robert Tracy, he went
right.
by RT. RT started delivering dairy powder and cocoa powder to dairies. And it was really just ingredients. And I always tell people what was 100% of our business in 1960 is less than 1% of our business now. So we've changed and taken on new businesses, business models, I should say, as far as what we distribute, who we distribute to. We just continue to see where the issues are, and we're asked to solve problems, and we've been successful in doing that.
So at what point in time do you decide, Rocky, that I think I want my own plant?
Me as Rocky, the general
yeah.
manager?
Yeah.
So I started with DOT in 2008 in Indiana as a night shift warehouse supervisor.
Okay.
And worked in Indiana for 5.5 years. Moved up to a couple different levels there, and then had an opportunity to go to Maryland, which is our largest spoke.
Oh,
in
right.
the company. And
the whole East Coast, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have one in New York and Georgia as well, but Maryland was kind of the hub of the East Coast. Went there as the assistant general manager.
Oh.
And I was there for 3 years, and this opportunity came about.
Yeah.
And Southwest, great part of the country, sunshine, beautiful weather, and I put my name in the hat for it, and I was lucky enough to... had the opportunity to come down here and help get this place up and going.
Is your family used to Bullhead now?
Yeah, my wife and oldest son are out here,
yeah.
and we love every day we're here.
Yeah.
We absolutely fallen in love with the place.
But a lot different than Maryland.
It's a lot different than Maryland. It's a lot different from Indiana, but I'll
yeah.
take it every day.
I'll bet. So now, you're also involved. You're just not the general manager of the plant. You're in the Los Matadors?
Correct.
And then you were telling me about another group?
Yeah, so I'm on the Workforce Development Board for Mojave and La Paz County.
And that board right there, because one of the problems that DOT saw when they came here was lack of employees, right?
I don't know if we saw it as a problem.
Well, of course, because you guys want to fix problems.
Yeah, so...
a challenge.
Right, so what we've not... Our biggest concern is obviously, can we hire drivers, CDL Class A drivers?
Right.
And we have to staff the warehouse with material handlers and support staff and management, et cetera. So I wouldn't say that was a concern of ours. I think that was a concern wherever you open up a new distribution center because there's a lot of unknowns.
Sure.
What we found is we've been extremely successful in hiring a very, very talented pool of people.
Good.
And our drivers, our warehouse employees, our admin staff, everybody is just tremendous. We had the lowest turnover in the company last year. So our employees, I hope, enjoy coming to work every day.
Sounds like it.
And they tell us that by keep on coming to work every day. And so we just couldn't be more blessed with having a workforce like we do.
And now you've worked with Mojave Community College, where they now have a truck driving class in Kingman?
Yeah, they do. So MCC has a program that they have up in Kingman for basically people to attend and get their CDL Class A's.
Okay. And a new driver coming out of MCC and comes down to DOT and says, I want a job. I want to drive for you. Starts at what? 50?
So we have two different driver jobs. The first one is customer delivery specialist, and they're the drivers that will actually break the product down on the dock. It's a more physical job. They're not only driving, they're actually unloading the truck.
All right.
That first year guarantee is $65,000.
$65,000.
That's correct.
In Bullhead City.
In Bullhead.
To drive a truck.
And that's minimum.
That's minimum.
So we don't pay out many minimum checks because they typically make more than that their first year.
All right.
And then the other type of job is what we call no-touch freight. So they're driving more miles, and it's a less physical job, but they're on the road a little bit more often.
All right.
And they're guaranteed $60,000 the first year.
Jeepers. Wow. Those are high-paying jobs for Bullhead City.
They are.
So if you're graduating from high school, I think Melk graduates tonight. I think Mojave is a week or two, and River Valley. I'm not sure what the schedule is in Kingman, but they should be thinking about becoming a driver for DOT Foods.
Absolutely. So in order to get your CDL Class A and to be able to drive interstate, you have to be 21 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. So they got a ways to go yet.
Right. But as far as warehouse material handler and other support staff, 18 years old
okay.
or older.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you're hiring those all the time?
We're hiring drivers all the time. Warehouse is open right now. And then the other support groups are open as needed.
Okay. All right. But 200-some-odd employees.
215.
215. Wow, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. What are the challenges that you found here in Bullhead that you didn't expect?
I can't say there have been a lot of challenges. Everything has gone really well. Like we were talking earlier, you know, we're a full year ahead of where we thought we would be right now in our volume or our business that we're producing out of the building.
So the Tracy family, when they sit back and look at Bullhead, they're going, hey, this is going good.
Yeah, so if it wasn't going well, we wouldn't be a full year ahead of where we thought we would be.
Yeah.
So, you know, there really weren't a lot of surprises. It's gone better than anticipated.
So is that part of the economy nationwide that's kind of picked up?
You know, I think, you know, the area, the Bullhead and Fort Mojave and Laughlin, the entire valley has really been supporters of DOT.
Right.
We've gotten a lot of support from the County Board of Supervisors, the City Council, and, you know, having that local support has made being successful even that much easier.
Great.
So it's been a really good experience.
Good, good. I know that I'm in charge of the judges for the Boombox Parade, mm-hmm. and I had you come down there, and right away you knew Abby Brown because you'd been a judge for the CAA Awards.
That's correct.
So you've really fit in.
I've tried, you know.
All over.
And it's been easy to fit in.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of people that have welcomed me and the other DOT employees that transfer. We had a few transfer in. Most of the 215 are locally hired, and which is what we intended the whole time. And on that topic, we've promoted a lot of those employees that came in into leadership positions now. So we're seeing great advancement opportunities for a lot of the locals that we've hired. And again, that speaks well to the talent in this area, and
right.
it speaks well to our future growth.
So if a kid graduates 18 this week, next week, or whatever, and he comes down to DOT Foods and he says, I'm looking for a job. I don't know what I can do. I just graduated. But I'm interested in going to college. DOT hires this individual and puts him in the warehouse doing something. Does DOT support him going to college?
So we do have a tuition reimbursement program. In order to qualify that for that, you have to be a full-time employee for a year.
Okay.
And then based on your grades, we will pay back a percentage of your tuition up to $4,000 a year.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot.
It is. And
I don't think you can spend $4,000 a year at MCC.
No, probably not. But, you know, we encourage all of our employees to continue their education. And that tuition reimbursement is a great benefit that we give.
I bet. That is. Rocky, let us take a break. And we're going to come back in just a minute here. And let's talk a lot about the plant. People drive by that all day long. And I know there's different temperature rooms and stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back after these messages.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Your boat doesn't need to look like that. The seats, carpet, rails, and engine cover are all sun-scorched. Well, drop it off at the Upholstery Shop. David Miner and his team of professionals can restore your boat's interior to like-new condition. Yeah, show it off again and be proud. The Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City does more than restore auto, boat, home, and patio furnishings. They restore your image and pride. The Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. Oxygo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tune for us live from the Laughlin Mall, where we're here every day. And the show each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative and Martin Swanee Hyundai and, of course, Mojave Shred. And those are our three sponsors that are here with us every day. If you have any questions for Rocky, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063. And, Rocky, I want to talk about the plant because that's a huge building.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, and I remember being there for the grant for the one of the ribbon cuttings or something, and I turned to Jeff Tipton, who works for the city now, but at one point in time, Jeff was the general manager of our Walmart. And I turned to him and I said, so is this bigger than Walmart? He said, nope. You know?
Yeah.
He wanted to brag a little bit there, you know. But you think at some point in time they're going to bust out a little wall and make it bigger.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, yeah. The total campus size for all the buildings is about 190,000 square feet. That includes the building, the garage, the gate station. The main warehouse building that you see when you drive by the parkway is 168,000 square feet. So we have enough land to triple the footprint of that building.
Triple it?
Yes.
Wow. Another 400 employees.
It'd be pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have the capacity to put a lot of business into that building as we continue to grow and this area continues to grow.
Now, you were talking about the trucks, and they're dry, they're refrigerated, and they're frozen. So is the building.
It is.
You've got three or four different temperatures inside there at all.
We actually have four different temperatures.
Four.
So we have what you'd consider, like we're sitting in this room right now. And then we have a fourth temp room, which is about 55 degrees.
Okay.
And that's where we store our chocolates, candies, gummy bears, that type of thing. Then we have a refrigerated area.
Everybody listening just wants to know where that room
is. Yeah, I bet they do. Bet they do. So the refrigerated room is about 36 degrees. So if you open your refrigerator at home, that's about what you feel.
Yeah.
And then -3 degrees is our freezer.
-3.
It is.
The people that work in there wear great big overcoats and
great big coats and gloves and hats.
And you supply that.
Yep. We do. To all our employees.
You don't wander through there just to check this stuff.
I'll wander through there. Yeah. I'm not scared of it.
And you wear a big old beanie over that?
Over my bald head. I hear you. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yep. And the freezer is about 40,000 square feet.
40,000 square feet, 0-3 degrees.
-3.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yep.
That's a lot. And they drive forklifts in there and move everything around?
They do.
Wow.
Yep.
I can just see these guys trying to drive a forklift while they're freezing cold.
You know, they stay moving, and they get cold, but they're in and out of there. They're not in there the entire day. They rotate in and out.
And I'm sure they can just walk outside and go,
Yeah.
Especially in another couple of weeks when we're at 110.
Yeah, you go from -3 to 115 degrees.
Wow, that would be tough. That would be tough to do.
And we are the only dry warehouse in the company that has an air-conditioned dry warehouse.
So yeah, because of our temps.
That's right.
Because when do those will crack on here in about 2-3 weeks?
You know, the funny thing is, last year we didn't run it very often. So there's a couple big doors that lead from the refrigerated area to the dry area.
Right.
Those open and close all the time. It's a very well insulated building, so it stays relatively cool in there. Even
it looks
even
like
when
a
metal
building, but it's insulated.
It
like
is,
it's
100% insulated panels.
Yeah. So, are we missing anything today?
I don't know. We covered a lot.
Okay. Well, I think so too. So, if somebody out there listening wants to get a job, come right to Dot Foods.
No, you go to dotfoods.com.
Okay.
/careers.
All right.
And just make sure you look up the Bullhead City location.
Yeah, you don't want a job in Maryland.
That's right. Unless you want to move to Maryland,
well,
I'm sure they'll take you.
Yeah.
And then you'll see the open positions, and we'd love to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Rocky, thank you so much for coming in. And it's been very informative, and that's what we like.
Awesome. Thank you, Larry.
You bet. Have a great day.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Chagrou's, the most uncommon restaurant and bar you've got to experience. Give your friends a call and join them at Chagrou's Wednesday nights. What makes Wednesday night Chagrou's night? How about half off any wine on Chagrou's wine list with any dinner entree? Known for their Wine Spectator Award of Excellence year after year, Chagrou's takes pride in their wine collection. Chagrou's, the seat with a view, located on the island next to the London Bridge, open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. Chagrou's Restaurant and Bar.
Come taste the wonders.
Come taste the wonders.
The
kids have been making handprint gifts, macaroni necklaces, and picking flowers from the backyard. Be careful with those purple ones. They can be a bit, well, you know. What does all this mean? It's Mother's Day. Do something special for that lady you love. Send her forget-me-nots from Lady Di's Florist Lake, Havasu City. Floral and plant arrangements, gourmet chocolates, and personal gifts from Lady Di's Florist. Call today for a special delivery for Mom from Lady Di's Florist, 928-855-2161.
It's 12:32, Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And every day the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection, Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have that co-op connection card. Don't forget, if you like to save money, if you don't want to save money, don't go by there. But if you like saving money, you want to go by MEC on Hancock Road and get your co-op connection card. And Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any vehicle on the lot. You can also go ahead and order, if you like, a brand new Hyundai for under $30,000. And you can pick the color and the interior and everything you want. So take a look at that. Our next guest is Emily Fromont.
Fromelt, yes.
Fromelt, okay. I called her Montague for so many years, and then she got married, and now a mom of two.
Yes.
I see them on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, they're my stars on my
page. I know. So Emily and I have known each other for a long time. When I was the public information officer with the fire department, we worked together because Emily was in the media then, and then she became the public information officer for the police department.
Yes.
And now you do not just PIO work, but you do a lot of evidence stuff?
Yeah. I have a dual role with the police department. So I've been with the police department now for almost 12 years.
Wow.
And originally the public information officer for the police department in Bullhead City. And since 2012, I've gained an additional role, and it's in detectives. And it's a investigative assistant with the property crimes unit.
Okay.
So not only do we assist detectives in whatever cases that they need with some of the programs that we have access to, but my partner and I are assigned to the property crime unit, so the pawn unit. So we look into all the thefts and the burglaries and often the shopliftings and try to match reported stolen property and match it up to some of the property that's going through the local pawn shops. Oh, not local. We have a system that we can check and search for property and suspects and identifying things and serial numbers that we can try and get that property back to the victims.
Okay, great. I wish you'd been there when I got burglarized years ago. I lost a 1950s radio that mm-hmm. stood up and had a turntable in it. It was all wood. My grandfather had given it to my dad when my dad did some electrical work for him, like in the early 60s. Then my dad built it into his workbench in the garage. And then when my parents separated, it was still in the garage. But when my mom passed away, I told my dad, come over here and help me tear that out. I want that. And so I had it, and I put it in a storage shed for a while. Lost it.
Yeah, and a lot of times people lose sentimental things and jewelry and things that are of value and sentimental value and things that are baseball cards, some things that are not even worth a lot of money. But this new system called Leads Online, it allows us to type in descriptive information, and it searches throughout the whole country if we want it to.
Really?
In certain dates. And so if you had an engraving on that system, or you had an identifying sticker or something, we can type in that, because pawn shops are supposed to type in identifying information like that, and we get a lot of property back that way.
Good, good. Because, you know, it was funny. When I was a kid, I wrecked my car, and my dad said, well, let's go up to this wrecking yard and get you a part. And I go, well, what if they don't have the part? And you walked into the wrecking yard, but they had a two-way radio where they talked to all the wrecking yards. I'm looking for this, you know.
Yeah.
And then another wrecking yard would say, oh, I've got that. You know, so we went over there and got it. And I thought, wow, what a system that was. And it was, in those days, it was CB radios, you
mm-hmm.
know. But they all talked to each other, so they knew what parts they had. And now, you know, my son is involved. He's a deputy sheriff for L.A. County. He's in a division of, it's part of intelligence in Norwalk, but it's in a different building, and he runs a computer system that allows police departments to talk to each other.
Huh.
And so if a deputy sheriff in Norwalk pulled somebody over that they suspected as a burglar, and maybe they ended up arresting this individual, but he's from Bullhead City, then they can actually go to the computer and communicate with an officer in Bullhead City and say, do you know this individual? He's got this tattoo and this, and then come back and say, oh, yeah, we're looking for him for a burglary too, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and they do all that through computers. And my son's in charge of that. Well, he works with a sergeant and another deputy. But all of that allows the police departments to talk to each other right from the car. You know,
wow.
They can even say, oh, I pulled this guy over and he's from Bullhead. I haven't arrested him, but let me just talk to Bullhead and see if they're looking for this guy. You know?
That's interesting.
Because my son was showing me one day when I was down there how it works and everything. And I was like, well, okay, you know, but it's all technical. And so what's the best thing that you think you have gotten back and given to somebody that they thought they would never see again?
Unlike the PIO work,
yeah, right.
You know, where we satisfy the media,
yep.
This new position in property crimes, it has a really good sense of accomplishment as far as getting victims and helping
yeah.
people who have had something really tragic to happen to them, whether they were, you know, burglarized or robbed or, you know, some type of theft committed against them, and they've lost something of value or something that really meant a lot to them. So I've had people in the lobby when we returned property back to them give me hugs and saying, thank you, you don't know what this has meant to me, because it's, you know, a mother's mm-hmm. ring, a wedding ring, something of, you know, value to them. And so that makes you feel good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Huh. You go back in behind the door and go, yes, you know.
Yeah. It makes you feel good that you were able
yeah.
to help a victim. And then we don't get involved with the arrest of the suspects.
Right.
We kind of wrap it up and get the property back and deal with the pawn shops, who are very cooperative with us in the area, and deal with the victims. But then the detectives get assigned the case, and then they go arrest and do the interviews.
When a pawn shop calls you and says, or you call them and say,
mm-hmm.
I see you have this item.
Yes.
And you call them and say, yes, we have that. Do you go get that, or does the detective go get it?
My partner and I go get that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So you guys go out and pick it up and bring it in?
Yes. We'll call them and verify that it is indeed a stolen match, and they put it on a police hold. And then we go and pick it up and give it back to the victim. And pawn shops are required, anything that goes through the pawn shops, they are required to put it back and hold it for 20 days. So that gives us a chance
okay.
to do what we do.
Before it goes out and goes for sale or
yes,
something.
Yes, or go,
yeah.
you know, the jewelry gets melted or whatever they do with it.
Right.
So that gives us a chance, because they're required to report every single item that's pawned. They're required to report it to this liaison line. And then the secondhand stores, they're taking or trading in jewelry,
right.
firearms, tools, or electronics. So we deal a lot with GameStop, because they trade in a lot of electronics, and they work really well with us. And GameStop, we rarely get anything from GameStop, but if it is, it's usually someone's stolen a game from Walmart and then quickly traded in for cash.
Oh.
So, but we mainly deal with
the pawn
shops. You walk
right across the parking lot and make a deal, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
But they're required as well to hold it for 20 days, so we get a chance to review their tickets that they are required to turn into us every 48 hours.
You were saying that's not just Bullhead, that's everywhere.
Yes, we have a city ordinance that requires that, so maybe it's a little bit different in other county
right.
cities, but in Bullhead City, that's our ordinance for secondhand stores and pawn shops.
So do you also find that a pawn shop in Kingman ends up with something that was stolen
yep.
from Bullhead?
Yep. If we have like a serial number or a suspect's name where the victim knows who did it, then we can look up the suspect's recent pawn history, transactions, and then boom, you know, the property comes up. And a lot of times they think if they, those eco ATM machines where they hand in cell phones, we get a lot of stolen cell phones out of them.
Ah.
Because they're required to report to us too. So a lot of times we've got an eco and ATM machines where people have sold stolen phones to the machines in Kingman. We've had pawn shops in Kingman. The jewelry store, the secondhand store, I don't think it's no longer open, but the jewelry store in Laughlin. So, and there's different ways that you can find stolen property. You can get creative and search the suspect's girlfriend. Because the suspect doesn't want to do it himself because he knows that, you know, he's...
They know who he is.
They know who he is, so he might have his girlfriend. So, you know, there's some investigative tools and ways that you can, you know, get creative and try and find stolen property.
You talk about this like you really like this.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, it's fun because, you know, half my job is public information and the other half is, you know, really investigative work.
Yeah.
So my desk has always been in detectives, so you're really involved in what they do and helping people. And, you know, a lot of these victims, the crime is motivated by drugs. A lot of times people commit burglaries, break into vehicles and homes, or steal from their family members because they just want to steal something, sell the property even on the streets or in pawn shops, and get a quick fix with the quick money. So a lot of these families that and victims that we deal with, they have a family member who has done this to them, and it's really sad. So it's nice being able to help them and get the property back.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about something that is a project in our community between the police department, the fire department, and the hospital, and that's water safety.
Yes. We, WOMC, the hospital.
Right.
And the city, the police department, fire department, like you mentioned, as well as Mojave County Parks.
Oh, okay.
Yep, the parks are involved, Davis Camp, because they're really busy in the summer season as well with the boaters. We've started the Don't Wreck Your Weekend campaign, and that's ready to roll out 2 weeks, before Memorial Weekend. So we'll be doing a lot of stuff on social media.
Okay.
And
you're going to set me up with a lieutenant. Lieutenant.
Voice
a public service announcement.
Yep.
So it's stay right, no breaks, and
keep your distance. Yes.
Those three items, basically.
Yeah, and as well as, you know, the typical common sense stuff, wear your life vest. Yeah. Don't, you know, drink alcohol and operate a watercraft.
Do you know much about the video that all the rental companies have to show?
Yeah.
That
was created by the city of Bullhead City 2 years ago. And this was another effort to try and reduce watercraft accidents on the river. And a lot of what they were seeing, according to the boating officers and people out there, is a lot of these accidents are caused by inexperienced operators. So people who are coming out here and renting jet skis, and they've never been on one, they're young, they don't pay attention, and they have no idea how to operate the vessel. So, and I think some of the rental places are also renting out boats now.
Yes.
So they created this mandatory video, so anytime you rent a vessel in Bullhead City, you're required to sit down and watch this 9-minute video to kind of become aware of the laws on the river. And it's a very busy and narrow waterway, so they are required and they're still required to do that.
And the video is produced in our area for our problems and our river.
Yes.
And
so anyone can view that video. It will be made available on the Bullhead City Police Department's Facebook page. I'm going to put it on there the week of before Memorial Weekend as part of the Don't Wreck Your Weekend.
Good.
You know, to try and push that safety all over again. Another boating season coming up.
And I had Gina Morga in a couple of weeks ago from WOMC, and she brought this up and was talking about it. And I reminded her there was a time back when I was PIO at the fire department and Toby Cotter was PIO at the city. So we're going way back. And we did the same thing. We sat down. There was a sergeant, and I cannot remember his name. He's retired now, a little heavyset guy. And then the three of us sat down in Toby's office at the city because we'd had a bad summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was like in February or something, and we started talking about some ideas. And we wanted to come up with almost like this, three different campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we had the generating station in Laughlin, and Don Hendren, I called Don and begged for him to make us banners because they had their own printing shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made banners, and we put them along boat docks. And so we started contacting people, and the boat officers would contact people that they knew, and we'd put them on their boat docks or on their landing. And unfortunately, it disappeared at some point in time.
Yeah.
But it worked for a few years, you know, just giving those messages out to those people that are on the water.
And we've got some things in the works like that, some banners and permanent signage at the launch ramps and you know, a mock crash scene outside fire station too.
Good.
With, you know, the a slogan, don't wreck your weekend. So we've got some things like that going on. But, yeah, on the river, that's good presence for boaters to see.
I know Jack Hakem gave us his dock. So did Bob Schwartzman. People you know and I
know. That's awesome.
And there's probably other people out there that would say, yeah, go ahead and put a banner on my dock if it means less people getting hurt out there.
I know. It's just a good reminder.
Do you have any stats from last summer?
What I was able to find is approximately 50 watercraft accidents, and that's just in the summer, probably just around about weekends, and it's just Bullhead PD.
Yeah, that's just our little piece of the river here.
Yeah.
It doesn't count anything south of us.
No, it doesn't count game and fish stats. It doesn't count, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just
and then of course
Bullhead is about 50
last
accidents.
Last summer they had the major crash down in Needles,
they still haven't found her, no.
One girl that's hung up down there somewhere, somehow.
Right.
But, tragic for that family that they still don't have that individual, though.
Yeah, and I'm using my old skills and putting together a kind of like a PSA video for social media purposes, and I've interviewed some WOMC ER nurses and the fire paramedics, and I'll interview Lieutenant Vizu and put together a little package for Facebook, and they talk about some of the worst accidents that they've seen and that they've treated, and they all say it's hard to believe how people don't understand that your life can just change in a second.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah. Whether it become, you know, a mutilated extremity or bumps or bruises to fatalities.
Well, and you think about so many families that come out here to the river to have a good time for the weekend and go back without a family member.
Yes.
You know, or go back with a family member in the hospital or a family member in the back seat in a cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can change the whole family dynamic.
Yeah, and you come here for fun. And we want people to come to the river and enjoy the river. It's beautiful. But we just want people to be sensible.
Be safe and be sensible out there. What else are we missing? Somebody's calling with a question for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on. Caller, you have a question for us?
Hello?
Yes, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I always wondered, if you have a motorcycle or anything, you have to have a motorcycle endorsement on your driver's license.
Correct.
If you want to rent a car, you have to have a driver's license. How can you rent a boat or a personal watercraft and not have anything? I think the states ought to get together and say, okay, you have to have an endorsement on your driver's license that says you can operate a boat. You've taken a test to know what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
It solve a lot of problems.
All right. Keep listening, and Emily will answer that for you right now on the radio, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank
Bye.
You. So...
I mean, my personal opinion is I absolutely agree with you, sir.
Right.
You know, there should be mandatory boat safety classes, and they actually, because with this mandatory video, how many of them are actually paying attention and listening, or are they just playing it while they're playing on their phones and not even paying attention?
Right.
We can't force somebody to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to do our part by educating people on boater safety, but there should be a mandatory class, like the gentleman said.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about the fact that we have so many lakes in our state, you know, and you see it on our state news all the time, you know, at Lake Pleasant, there's a body missing, or there's something missing, or there's an injury. And so it's not just Bullhead City. It happens everywhere.
Yes.
And so the concept, like you said, this gentleman's concept of, you know, having an endorsement on a driver's license or something is not a bad idea.
Absolutely.
And if Sonny Borelli's listening, or Gina, our state people are the ones that can make that happen. You know, we can't make that mandatory in Bullhead City. They can make the video mandatory. But again, like you said, you just don't know if they're watching it and really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we fine-tune that, or is there a way? Is there a way to force their
eyelids open? And
fast trip. You got to put them in a room, take their phones away, and then start the video.
I know. It's silly.
Well, Emily, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad
thank
you.
Glad
you got to come over today. And then on Friday, we have Lori Duggins is going to be here and talk about Saturday's bike rodeo. You'll be at the bike rodeo?
Yes.
Yep. And your kids will be at the bike rodeo?
Well, I've got one who's 2 and not a good age to be at the bike rodeo. Let's just say that.
Yep, not yet.
Not yet. Next year.
Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.
and fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
That's my favorite car connection car, right?
Saving money is easy.
Speak Out 2.0. We're back in the studio live in Laughlin, Nevada, in the mall here. Larry Toonforce with you up until 1 o'clock, and then Sean Hannity's going to kick on the microphone and he's going to take over and he'll be with you for a couple hours. Community calendar. What's going on around our area? Well, today, it starts at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be late. It goes till 2:30. It's the Community Resource Exchange at the Bullhead City Library. And that's put on by Hospice of Havasu. And if you want to go there, you can go right there right now. You should be on your way because it starts at 1 o'clock. There's a job and career fair going on at MCC until 2 o'clock. It started at 10 this morning. You've got about an hour left if you want to get there and get involved in that. And as Emily and I talked, the 24th annual Kerry Connor Bike Rodeo is this Saturday. And that's at Walmart from 9 until 1, put on by the police department and the fire department. If you have any questions, you can call the police department, 763-9200. Saturday also is the 31st annual John McCormick Chip-In for Kids Golf Tournament for the Boys and Girls Club. That's at El Rio Golf Course, 7:30 start. It's a shotgun start. Everybody's out there, and they start at the same time. And if you have any questions or you want to sign up, call Autumn, 763-1411. In Kingman, they have the Sounds of Broadway. Yeah, the Kingman Concert Band is going to put that on Saturday at the Mojave County Library. It's free, and it starts at 7 o'clock. If you have any questions, you can call 928-853-3846. Next week on Wednesday the 15th in Needles, they have the Run for the Wall. And the way I understand it, this is going like across the whole country. Yeah, isn't that something? I didn't know that. But yeah, it's going to go across the whole country. And they're going to be in Needles right around 1:45. And they're going to have lunch there. And, at Santa Fe Park, there's going to be about 400 riders. So you might want to check that out if you're around Needles next Wednesday. Willie Nelson and family is coming to Harrah's on the 17th. Yeah, at 9 o'clock. Tickets at the Total Reward Center. Call 702-298-8510 if you have any questions. We're getting close here to wrapping this up. There's a huge rummage sale, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Boys and Girls Club. Saturday from 8 to 4, Sunday 10 to 2. If you have something you want to donate or you have any questions about the sale, call the Boys and Girls Club, 763-1411. That happens on the 18th and the 19th. Also on the 18th, it's the River Valley Devils' last time for youth to sign up for football or cheer. Ages 5 to 14 happens at Javelina's Golf. Golf? Hello. Javelina's Coffee Express from 9 to noon on the 18th. Also on the 18th, My Kid is offering a Mental Health Awareness Day. This is free. This is at Centennial Park in Kingman from noon until 3. Maybe I can get her. Oh, I think I'm full next week. I'll have to see. Maybe I can try and get somebody in next week to talk about that a little bit more. If you have any questions, you can call Amy at My Kid at 928-308-1240. Coming up on Sunday the 26th of this month, Memorial Day fireworks at the Avi Casino. And those are going to start right around 7 o'clock and go up until 9. Well, the whole event. They're not going to have 2 hours worth of fireworks, trust me. That would be expensive. Coming up on Monday the 27th, Memorial Day services will be conducted at Desert Lawn Funeral Home and Crematory Memorial Gardens. And I don't have an exact time on that. I need to call John. 768-5959 is the phone number. And then on the 30th in Kingman, they're doing the whole city expo. So that's going to wrap it for today. Everyone have a great day. Don't forget Sean.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.